Happy Election Day. Polls are open until 9 o'clock tonight. We have a handy guide to the 5 ballot propositions that all New Yorkers are voting on. That's at ncpr.org. There also have dozens of local races, and we'll have some of those results tomorrow on Northern Light and here on Story of the Day. And so while you all go vote, and we hope you'll vote, we're going to talk about something other than voting, decidedly not politics today. We're going to talk about a photographer named Grover Cleveland, not that Grover Cleveland, who captured the memories for thousands of tourists flocking to Lake Placid earlier in the 20th century. That's today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from New York State DEC, presenting Uninvited, The Spread of Invasive Species, a new documentary about invasive pests and New York's work to combat them. NYSDEC on YouTube.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, November 2nd. Yes, Election Day. First up, Governor Kathy Hochul has signed into law an expansion of the state's paid family leave policy. It extends the benefit to those who need to take care of a sibling. Hochul criticized Democrats in Congress for failing to include a national policy for paid family leave in the latest version of their infrastructure bill. Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
New York already has a paid family leave policy that allows workers to take off as long as 12 weeks and still earn up to 2/3 of their salary while caring for a sick loved one, a newborn baby, or newly adopted child. It's paid for by a small fee charged to workers. Employers can't penalize someone for taking the leave and must give them their job back when they return. The measure that Hochul signed extends paid family leave to those who need to take care of a sibling with a serious health condition, adding to a list that already includes spouses and domestic partners, children and stepchildren, parents and parents-in-law, and grandparents and grandchildren.
Paid family leave. This is personal.
Hochul recounts how over 3 decades ago, she had to leave a job she loved with the late former U.S. Senator from New York, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, because she had to care for her young children and there was no such thing as paid family leave.
My husband was a public servant. I was a public servant. We didn't have the money for extra help to come in and take care of us, and we struggled. And at the time, not having the leave, not having the ability to work from home, we put our personal finances aside, and I ended up staying home.
The governor used the bill signing ceremony to criticize Democrats in Congress for failing to include a federal paid family leave program in their spending plan, saying it's a basic right to be able to take care of one another.
I actually feel bad for the rest of the nation who has not caught up with us. We need a national policy on paid family leave. Do not leave it up to the individual state legislatures to do the right thing, and we hope that they can find a resolution to this problem in Washington. As we speak,
more than 120 nations provide some form of paid family leave. The U.S. is among 8 countries in the world that do not and is the only industrialized nation that offers no national program. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
So Lake Placid was a growing resort just before and after World War I. Trains carried thousands of tourists here every year. Some would bring their own cameras, but consumer photography was just taking off. Most tourists would buy picture postcards to capture memories of their Adirondack vacation. So this demand drew the attention of professional photographers to take pictures, develop film, and print postcards. People like Grover Cleveland. Not the president, rather a prolific Adirondack photographer. Andy Flynn has our story.
We're so sorry. We're a little late.
At just under 5 feet tall, Clara Cleveland Bass walks through the front door of the Lake Placid train station. This is where the Lake Placid North Elba Historical Society runs a museum. A white sash stretches across Clara's body. It says, 100 and fabulous.
Hi, Andy. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's Tuesday, September 7th, Clara's 100th birthday. Clara spends part of the time living with her daughter Sam in Texas and part of the time living with her daughter Ruth in Arkansas. This was a special trip. Home to Lake Placid. not to receive a gift on her birthday, but to give one. She handed over hundreds of her father's glass plate negatives and photographs to the local historical society. Her father was Grover Cleveland, a professional photographer in Lake Placid for about 40 years in the early 1900s.
He would sit at his bench in the red light in the developing room, and he had a panel of switches that he could put a negative up here, and then he could click the switches and illumine part of that film, a negative, or the film, and bring it to life. That's why so many of his pictures look glowing like that.
Cleveland first arrived in Lake Placid in 1916. He worked for a professional photographer. Then he served in the U.S. Army during World War I. He came back to Lake Placid in 1920, worked for another photographer, and then opened his own shop. He sold postcards of his photos, and he developed film. Clara said she was impressed with her father's ability to compose a picture just right.
One time he let me look, I don't know which camera it was, he took had a Graflex sometimes, but when I looked into it, it was upside down. And how he could do that and still know how to get the maximum out of a picture he was focusing and wanting to print. And so it was just amazing that he had that talent.
At the train station, Clara's daughter, Sam, picked a postcard out of a box. It was an image of the Olympic Arena taken in June 1941. In the bottom left corner was the number 300.
The photograph you just took had a number at the bottom. That was the number of the postcard.
Okay.
He would take a book around with all of these photographs, postcards, made into postcards, and they'd each have a number. And the store owner would say, I want 10 of number 300 or 12 of number 117, something like that.
Cleveland enjoyed taking photos of local events and the famous people who came to town. He even took photos of President Calvin Coolidge coming out of church in Saranac Lake when he spent the summer of 1926 in the Adirondacks. He was known as the photographer with a cigar in his mouth, at the scene, almost like a roving reporter.
You like to be where the story was happening. We have several groups of fires. Lake Placid in fire, Paul Smith fire, and a couple others where he was on the scene.
Cleveland especially liked covering Franklin D. Roosevelt when he came to town, first as governor, then as president.
And so my father always managed to be there, and since he had a press pass, and he would call out, what did he call Roosevelt? What did he...
Not Mr. Roosevelt?
No.
Was the governor.
He called him governor.
Governor, yeah.
Clara remembers seeing FDR. They were in Crown Point when the Lake Champlain Bridge opened in 1929. And she remembers going to the 1932 Winter Olympics with her family. Her father took a lot of photos at the Olympics. Clara said she brought her father's photos home to Lake Placid because she knew they'd be in safe hands. She read about how the Historical Society had taken care of other glass plate negatives in the collection.
Because I said at least they'll never get thrown away or faded and just disappear.
But you've been saving these for many, many years. Why did you decide that you needed to hang on to these photos?
Well, that's because that's what you do with pictures. You never throw a picture away.
Many of Cleveland's photos are expected to be on display at the train station museum in a few years. For North Country Public Radio's North Country at Work project, I'm Andy Flynn in Lake Placid.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. We'll have election night results there when they're available, and tomorrow on Northern Light and on Story of the Day. Remember, polls are open until 9 o'clock tonight, so get out and vote. Music today by Eddie Lawrence of Moira. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.